both as part of, we have a technical review committee. The county is the fiduciary, just so folks understand, for a technical review consultant to help the stakeholders review the DEIS. And right now we manage that contract through our department, and we're engaged with a broad group of stakeholders, of course, including Riverkeeper and Mountain Keeper, on kind of getting into the details of the draft environmental impact statement, very technical comments around the alternatives analysis, flow impacts, things like that. I think it's important to highlight in the 10 years since these releases were initiated, that what we're seeing this time around is some pretty compelling evidence that the turbidity impacts the seven communities who take their drinking water from the Hudson. That's a rather large change that wasn't given any study in the impact statement. And that's, you know, certainly broadens the communities to whom this is directly impacting. And the other thing is just to say that the county executive at the first public meeting, Evelyn delivered his comments and remarks, and really very strong on the fact that we have a world-renowned organization who is practicing and demonstrating the very best ecosystem-based management when it comes to protecting water quality on the other side of the reservoir. However, they're engaged in this practice which has no consideration for the ecosystem or the community impacts of their releases. And it's really important that we have this huge environmental impact statement that talks about the likely and the modeled probabilities that these releases would have to happen and the impacts they would have. Yet we're having a major event right now, and it is really important that they be held to actually analyzing what's going on, both the community impacts and the ecosystem impacts. So I think that's a really important thing, since we have these two things that are happening simultaneously, to be really strong that they have to be called to look at the impacts of the current releases. So thank you.
I just, in terms of, you know, fortunately we have time till May. I don't know what I was thinking of. Sometimes when I feel pressure, I crunch time.
We have time in April. We can do this in April. Why do we have to wait till May?
You can't do it in April without doing a late resolution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I was concerned about. And that created the pressure. And then I lost a month, but we got it back. So I'm just wondering how, I see your hand, Legislator Petita, but I'm wondering how we can take the benefit of what the Department of Environment has learned by participating with the other community organizations and incorporate that into a memorializing resolution. I think the letter was great, but Legislator Petit?
We do have a head start. I mean, I would have loved to have gotten a resolution in for April, but we do have the letter. The town of Esopus just approved a letter. So perhaps we could encourage each of our respective municipalities to submit letters, and then we could move on to a May resolution, which I would really hope would include the electric cable that's going down the Hudson as well. I mean, all those are impacting our water sources, including the DEP. I know, I see you wincing, but we need to protect our water sources because we're worried about taking care of New York City. All right, they're tapping into the Shokan Reservoir for water. They're disrupting our Hudson River activities. which would include, you know, tourism, fishing, and those towns that do draw their water from it. So I just think it's important for us to take a real strong stance on it.
Manna, may I just step in for a moment to say that the Chippy proposal that you're referring to, Laura, it's great that you want to work on that too. We need the legislature's help there as well. I would just recommend focusing in on the ASOPIS DEIS for now, given the critical time crunch that we're in, and the Chippy proposal. We can certainly talk about that. There is a little more time for that project at this moment. But it would be great for the legislature to take a position there as well. And we'd be happy to speak to that. But Laura, what you said is so helpful, which is it would be great for the impacted communities to also think about taking a position too and using this opportunity to submit communications to the DEC as well. That would be great to bring back to the impacted communities.
Legislator Cahill, I think I saw your hand, and then Legislator Boone.
Yes, thank you. I'll be very quick. I don't know if you guys are aware, but apparently the DEP has agreed today through Supervisor Quigley to meet with all the affected town supervisors along the Lower Esopus and have a discussion about this. I don't know if there hasn't been a date set as far as I know, but I know that they did agree to meet with any supervisor who wants to meet with them. And that's a good opportunity to bring up any subject where we're being adversely affected by, you know, the DEP, which is in a lot of other places than the Esopus, quite honestly, but there you go.
Thank you. Legislator Bruno.
I just want to make a comment. I appreciate Legislator Petit's comments, and I think she's 100% right. However, I don't want to dilute one topic for another. I think they're two totally separate things. Overall, the big picture, you're right. Our water supplies are being affected by New York City. However, we got to take it one bite at a time, and I think we got to address the Esopus as one thing and the power cable as another thing. They're two separate different things. The DEP, which is doing the mud in the Esopus, has nothing to do with the power cable, and I don't want to see those things get blurred because of that. Overall, I think you're right. We need to take a very strong stance as a Hudson Valley community and the river. I agree with that, but I think we need to attack these one piece at a time. We can attack them both, but I think they need to be separate. And that's all I want to make sure that we don't want to blur the Esopus issue with the Hudson River issue, if that makes any sense. And I'm going to have, I don't mean to think, but I have to fly. I got to get to another meeting as well. And I appreciate everybody, I have to go.
Okay, which means that we lose our quorum, but we'll get through agenda.
Is there any other issues that needed to be voted on that I have to be here for?
No, but I want to request that, I see your hand, Legislator Bartels. I want to request that you be in communication with Amanda in terms of, we have a sample of a resolution, but I believe she's added a couple of conditions or concerns that we might want to incorporate in a draft. And I also want to say that the one way we could mention the Champlain-Hudson Power Express is to indicate that there could be cumulative effects rather than getting into that or bringing that whole other issue into this memorializing resolution. But in fact, there could be cumulative effects from both. So, and I saw Legislator Bartels had her hand up.
Thank you. It's not exactly on this subject, but since Legislator Bruno is going to be leaving in a moment, I wanted to ask, just put it out there, if there might be the possibility for this committee to schedule a special meeting to have the executive session discussion. I mean, we can go into executive session to discuss today, but I really feel like this whole committee, I know that other members who have left are interested in the topic that needs to be discussed. I don't want to say too much. I see the council has his hands up out loud, but I just feel like this is urgent. So I'm sorry to take us off topic, but since Legislator Bruno is leaving, I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there for this. I don't want too much time to go by.
Legislative Council, Brad Gutierrez.
Thank you. It's more of just a procedural point to Legislator Bartel's comment. We would actually need a quorum to take the vote to enter into executive session. So if that is the case, or if we don't have a quorum, we would have to take that, you know, make that maneuver another meeting when we do have a quorum.
But we have a quorum right now, right?
That's correct, but we wouldn't have a quorum to get out.
If I left. That's why I'm, so to that point,
yeah.
If we can move that forward to executive session at another meeting, can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible, Chair Green, to potentially schedule a special meeting for that purpose, not to wait a month on this in terms of the executive session?
We can do that, but it will involve checking with the members that are not present. I don't know whether we want to go into a brief executive session and then come back out and set a date for a more in-depth executive session if we need one.
I think we can let the other members who want to be involved in it know via email or text messaging over the next few days. But I'd like to make a motion that we can go into executive session at a later date.
At a later date. Okay. Then if no one minds, I would ask that there's been a request for an executive session. There are two members absent, and if Fawn could do a doodle or whatever it takes to schedule an executive session as soon as possible. Trace?
Yeah, to schedule a meeting for the purpose of just having the executive session. But I just also want to say that, and again, I know this is all cryptic, but I have spoken to multiple members of the legislature on both sides of the aisle, and I believe that there are many members of the legislature who might want to also attend to have this discussion. I see that Legislator Bruno is nodding as well. So yes. I think this is just critically important. And and so the sooner the better. Thank you.
And just to be clear, I'd like to ask Legislative Council to please just summarize the executive session would include, could possibly include discussions of litigation or personnel. And I believe that if I understand the law correctly, that a committee needs to go into executive session for those considerations. And I just want a clarification.
Sure. Pursuant to public officers law, it's Article 7, Section 105D. Any kind of discussion relating to pending or current litigation, which my understanding is we would be discussing, should be done in executive session.
Okay, thank you. So at this point, I'd like to circle back and see if there's any other questions on the matter regarding the turbid discharges or any other suggestions, but I definitely think that Legislator Bruno and anyone else should be in touch with both the folks from Riverkeeper and the Department of Environment, so that when we do have a memorializing resolution, you know, it's as refined as it can be. It still might be amended, but you know, to get that there, you know, various things that have been suggested in this discussion that probably should be incorporated into the sample memorializing resolution if you haven't been already.
Mana Jo, before we lose Legislator Bruno, does the committee have to vote to approve to create a resolution or no?
No.
All right.
But thanks for asking. But we do have a resolution generally would come out of the appropriate committee, and this is the appropriate committee. So we can use the time in April to have a resolution ready for May, well ahead of June.
Great, thank you, and let us know how we can help.
Vaughn, I'll talk to you this week. I gotta go, guys, thank you.
Thank you. And in terms of, is there any new business? The old business, at some point, we really should have a discussion about the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, because seven municipalities that take their drinking water from the Hudson have expressed concern about resuspension of sediment from laying the cable. And that sediment not only includes PCBs, but other chemicals. We have, I believe with legislator Criswell, that would like to have a presentation at our next meeting on the proposed pump storage proposal in the town of Olive. So we understand, you know, the pros and cons and what's going on with that. So these are listed as old business, but my suggestion is that we actually hear from someone who has good information on the premium energy pump storage in May at our May meeting, and perhaps by June, the Champlain-Hudson Power Express. In the meantime, you know, people are welcome to share information, but I think, as we did tonight, focusing on one relevant environmental issue at a time is very valuable. And one other thing I just want to mention is that in the past week, there was a meeting with, it was actually with the Marbletown, Marlboro Democrats about what a municipality can do to help the environment and climate change and earn dollars and save money. And it was a really wonderful presentation. The reason I bring it up is that Tom Conrad, who chairs the Environmental Commission in Marbletown, gave part of that presentation was 10 things municipalities can do. And the Environmental Commission in Marbletown has become a profit center for Marbletown. And I think that's so interesting that they are actually actively saving and earning money through the actions that they've taken, which all qualify under the Climate Smart committee point system. But you know, this has gone from points, you know, Climate Smart Committee, community rather, points to actual dollars where their net activities are benefiting the town, not costing the town. And I thought that was pretty remarkable. So I wanted to just share that good news. And hopefully we can repeat that program. It was not recorded in Marlboro, but we'd like to repeat that program in a way that can be shared with the town supervisors and all the municipalities. So to be continued. Anything else on tonight's agenda? Yes, Evelyn, please.
Manna, I just wanted to check in on next steps on the compost law. We have not prepared anything, obviously, for this month, but if we want to
work on that July 1st date, I think we need to take it up next month. You had mentioned wanting to reconvene the original committee. I wasn't sure if you wanted to kind of tackle everything all at once, or if you'd like us just to work with the county attorney's office on the date and then get that submitted for next month. Because I believe we need 2 months in order to hold a public hearing and then.
Thank you. Yes, let's include that under, we've discussed it before, so technically it's old business, but I would say that between now and May, our May meeting, no, yes, I've got my months all scrambled now. Between now and May, I would like to see how many of the people that did participate in the development of, we may not get everyone, but it was a wide representation of stakeholders from the agency, from the legislature, from the department, businesses and haulers who participated. And as you know, we held several stakeholder meetings to get more input. The one issue, the main issue from my perspective is some weak language, some confusing language that needs to be clarified. But from your perspective, given COVID, you're requesting an extension of implementation requirements. And the other major issue in my mind from Amanda's memo is issues around how to do a valid waste audit when it's needed, issues around what constitutes hardship, and I think there were a couple other issues that are not coming to mind immediately, but I definitely would like to, you know, I don't want to just trust my memory as to the intent behind the language of the law, but I think the most urgent thing is the extension. You know, maybe let's talk offline, because I don't think Fawn has the list of the people that participated in the development of the law. I can go back and look, but maybe I can coordinate with the department, certainly Legislator Petit and Legislator Bartels participated. And I would like to have a meeting, because I don't want it to just, I don't want to represent that whole stakeholder group. And there may be one person that has decided not to participate in the zero waste implementation plan and may not be able to participate in this, but there were quite a few other people, including the agency itself, because they are a composting business as well as the county waste management agency. So, you know, let's work together to say, you know, maybe 2 weeks from now, and use the next 2 weeks to try and schedule a discussion of the memo, circulate the memo, and then come together. And I don't think that's violating any, you know, scheduling issues.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. Thank you for the reminder. As you can tell, there's a lot going on right now. All right. Is there any other, please, Kathy?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to offer in regards to the Shokan pump storage project that I think I could put you in touch with Ginger Strand, who is an author from Woodland Valley, who's been giving presentations on this and has a slideshow. Very informative, very tightly researched, very helpful. I don't have her direct contact information, but she's been working with the group Save West Shokan and Coalition to Protect Catskill Park. And so I would recommend her. I've also been working on this issue and could do something quite a bit smaller if you wanted a really short presentation on the issue or could suggest some other people. So happy to be in touch with one of you about that if you want some suggestions.
Well, it was Legislator Criswell that is was going to take the lead on bringing someone in, and I don't remember the name, but maybe we could have a call with Legislator Criswell. And I also know that Simon Strauss from Town of Olive is very, very active. So let's have it be the most condensed, clear, but informative, because that's another very important Ulster County issue. And one, you know, from the information I've been given, the people that are proposing this are more or less fishing and, you know, not doing it very well if they didn't contact the New York City DEP initially.
Are you looking for about a 15-minute presentation?
We have a presenter.
You do? Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
Legislator Criswell gave us the name of someone he wanted to make a presentation. So,
all right. But, I'll touch base with Peter, but thank you. That's helpful, Fawn. Appreciate
it. But if you do want to have a discussion before then to organize it with the person that Legislator Criswell recommended, then we could definitely do that for next month. All right, so by next month, we will have a little more information on the composting law and the pump storage proposal to share. And Fawn is going to canvass the committee to see if we can have go into executive session between now and the next meeting, and that would be for any legislator that is interested in participating, not just the committee, but we would canvass the committee to set the date. Is that everyone's understanding? Any questions or concerns? I just want to give, I've gotten into the habit of asking people who haven't spoken if they have anything to say before closing a meeting. And so that would be Legislator Litz. Do you have any comments?
No, I do not. Not at this time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate the invitation to attend.
Indeed, you're very welcome. And thank everybody. If there's no further business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
No, you could just adjourn because you don't have a quorum.
Oh, we adjourned when the last member left. Okay.
You don't need
all right. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night and stay well.